Today's daf is daf Chof Zayin, and we're holding on Chof Vav Amud Beis, three lines up. So we were in the middle of trying to determine whether Kinyan Agav requires us to have the Metaltalin actually on the piece of karka that we're using for the Kinyan. And of course we'll have to say that for some reason it wouldn't have worked as Kinyan Chotzer. As we said earlier, perhaps that's because it wasn't a Chotzer Mishtameret, if that's what we would hold. So we were brought a couple of things that we thought were raya, and each one of them we were doicha, and we showed that it could be talking about actually that the metatlim were on the karka, even though we came up with some funny cases. Maybe we're talking about a diamond pin or a cash and so on, but we don't have yet a raya. Says the Gemara Tashma, let's bring a raya from Mahaseber of Gamliel Zekini. Shohu ba'im basvina. It was a case where Gamliel, together with some of the most choshev Zekinim, we're on the road, and as part of being on the road, this was a story which was necessary for them to have traveled for Tzorchei Hatzibur, either for inyanim of Kiddush HaChodesh or to avert decrees. In any event, what happened was, according to Rashi, what happened was that Rabbi Gamliel was cheshesh that there were new tefuah that had been harvested. And he had forgotten to empower somebody to take off Trubas and Meisers. And now he was afraid that somebody was going to be nichshal on the peres, on the tefua that had come in. Tosfos shows that this case, the way in which it develops, does not seem to be nogea taking off Trubas and Meisers. And therefore Tosfos learns that actually what it's talking about is that there were Trubas and Meisers there. It's crazy, you can't keep it quiet anymore? There's something to do? Shh! It's all coming out on them. That it's talking about that he already had Trumas and Maestras, and that it was talking here about the Shnat HaBi'ur, which is either the fourth year, the seventh year, after the cycle in which you give all the years you give the Maaser Rishon. But then the first year and the second year, you give Maaser Sheni in addition to Maaser Rishon, and then in the third year, you give Maaser Ani in addition. And then again you start the fourth year and the fifth year, Maaser Sheni in addition to Maaser Rishon, and the sixth year, Maaser Ani in addition to Maaser Rishon. At the end of each one of those cycles, the three-year cycle, the following year, you have to make sure that you take all of the Matanis and give them to whomever they belong, the Maaser Ani to the Aniim, the Maaser Rishon to the Leviim, or after the Knas of Ezra to Keanim, or Salman Davki to Keanim, which is a little bit of a problem in our circuit that we'll address later, the Maizerani to the Aniyim, Maizerishan, you're going to, Maizersheni you'll take to Yerushalayim, you'll be paid that. But in any event, that's what happened over here. They were not at home. He couldn't deal with it. So we needed to transfer, according to Tosfos, the Trumas and Maizers that were already taken, not to take them. But in any event, he needed to use the Kinyan Agav, as we're about to see. So they were in a boat. Here's what I need to do. Isur, Shani Atid Lamud, I'm going to count out and give you the part that was my Sarisha. I'm giving this to Yehoshua, that was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya, who was a Levi. I, after the Knas of Ezra, Meiser is not given to a Levi. It was a Knas of Ezra to the Levian, because they didn't come up to the Binyan of the second base of Mikdash. When Ezra counted the people, he found there were no Levian. Kayanim were there, but there were no Levian. They made a knas, not giving, so it's about chlokas, but the knas was, we're not giving Meiser to Aniim, to Levim anymore, only to Kayanim. Or the knas was, Kayanim can also take the Meiser, which goes to aid into the Levim's profit. So over here, either we'll have to say that he was giving it to Yehoshua ben Hananya, because that was the halacha that could be given to Levim, and he was a Levi. Or maybe because he had a din also of an ani, he was a very poor man. Yehoshua ben Hananya, that was the Meiser where Rabbi Gamliel came in, right? Saw that he was very poor. So he was a poor man, so maybe they weren't kenes, Levim or Aniim, Tosfos says. But in any event, Rabbi Gamliel wanted to transfer the Meiser. So how did he transfer the Meiser to him? So he told him, Mikomo muskarlo, I'm giving you schirut on a piece of property where this Meiser is, Mikomo. So apparently it needs to be on that piece of property. So otherwise it would have to be on that piece of property. And then he said, another tenth, and that was for Meiser Oni. Another tenth that I'm going to be counting out, I'm giving to Akiva ben Yosef, Rabbi Akiva was a gabai for aniyim. Kadesh is kibur aniyim. I want him to have it for the aniyim, and also I'm giving him the piece of property where this stuff is standing. That's with Karla. But why does it have to be on the piece of property? So Shema Mina Beinan Tzivurim. You see that Agav requires that it actually be on the piece of property, and this seems to be a riot to the question. So you need Tzivurim Ba. No, says the Gemara, Shani Atam. Ki Echad Alol Letechino. The reason that he did that, it may have nothing to do with the Kinyan Agav. It may have to do with the fact that he didn't want to put Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua into the position in which when they came home, they're saying, oh my God, how are we going to arrange now for transport of all of that stuff over to our place? It's in the middle of his rishus. He's not responsible for it. So therefore, Rabbi Gamliel didn't want to put them in that kind of position. He says, look, where it is, wherever it is, it's fine. You can leave it there. It's yours. I'm renting it to you. If you pay me a penny a year, that's your rent. So that way, it's not something that has to sit on their heads. But in any event, it certainly doesn't prove that it has to be Tzvurim Ba in order to have a Kinyan Aga. So we still don't have a riot. Toshma, let's see if we can bring a raya from here. The Yomar Rava Bar Yitzchak Omar Rav Shnei Shtarote. There's two situations when it comes to Ktivat Shtar. Let's say that someone tells a person, or two people, Zechu Besada Zuluploni, I want you to be Zoche for this person in this field. Go ahead and make a chazaka on it. So go fix the lock or whatever. And then you write him out a shtar and sign the shtar. So over there, the moment that they do that, chozer b'shtar v'eno chozer b'sadeh, the kinyan was the chazaka that they made. He can't change his mind about that because they were already kinyan. Now, before they write the shtar, however, he could say, but I don't want to write a shtar. What's the advantage of him not to write a shtar? Because credit ratings are very badly affected by selling. In other words, if it gets out that you're selling off property, the banks get the idea that you're in bad need of liquidity. So they know they no longer want to give you a good credit rating. That's how Tosfos understands it. So that, yeah, he said, I prefer not to give him a shtar. This is a very interesting sugya because then there's a lot of discussion. It gets down to the basis of what the issue of shtar is, whether you can ask the Aiden that you had asked to be Kaina the Soda, whether you can ask them to write up a Zichron Varim, that this is what took place, and sign it. So that's the thing. It doesn't have a din of a shtar. That's where you get into the... Because you can't give an Edis Baal Peh. So it doesn't have the validity of Edis, and it doesn't have the formal status of a shtar. So, I mean, that's where you get a lot of the dinims. The Rishonim talk out over here that it's mutter for the Edim to write it down as a Zichron Dvorim. You can ask them to do that. But the Meicher doesn't have to formalize the shtar so that it's not something that's public. It becomes now just a way in which you can remind the Edim and bring a raya to what happened, but no more than that. I don't want to get into it now. I'm just telling you that this is a very choshev sugya because of that little piece. So it could be chazer b'shtar. So that's one shtar, right? But suppose the way you put it is, be kaina the soda for him, al menat shetichtavu lo et hashtar, but only when you finish writing the shtar. So in other words, over there, what he's saying is that I want this to be given to him with the shtar, not with the chazaka. So the kinyan is completed when you write the shtar. So over there, chozer ben b'shtar ben b'soda, because he never said it could be kinyan with chazaka. He just said b'zeich in it, almanat that you write a shtar. So there, he does have the right to be chozer until the shtar is actually written. Omer Ravuna, Rav Chiya Bar Avin quotes Ravuna as saying, no, actually there's three dinim of shtars. Trei Adiyama, two of what you said, yes, but there's a third case. The third case is, im kodam mocher, v'katav lo et hashtar. Suppose the seller, before transferring the field, before now he gets his money and so on, he writes the shtar out. And the halacha is, keitzes shashaninu, like it says beferish, kotvim shtar lemocher. If a seller wants to write out a shtar, you can write that shtar, even though the transfer never took place. Because if he wants to give over the rights to somebody with a shtar, that's okay. Even though there's no buyer with it. Now, the question is why that's mutter? That's a whole machlokas in the Gemara. Because, I mean, lechora, it's a writing out of shtar mugdam. In other words, if the transfer takes place only later. And this could make tremendous nafkamina. Let's say you owed somebody else money, and it was baal peh, and over here you said he didn't have a lien on the property, and now you're going to claim the property you already sold before, that he can't come. I mean, there's all kinds of problems. Bechalal also is a birsik shikra. Okay, so the Gemara there discusses numerous terutzim, the most mechudish of which is that when you write such a shtar, when the money is paid, the kinyan is retroactive with the shtar at the time that you wrote it. In which case, it's not a shtar muktam. Yeah, but again, this is it's not our sugi. We don't have to get into the details.
But if he doesn't write the date, you just prepare.
Okay, but it has to be there. That's part of the dinim. So in any event, the case over there, the third case is you write the shtar. Now, kivan shehichzikimo bekarka, nikne shtar b'kol makom shehu. So over there, the halacha is that if, you want to transfer the shtar to him, right? So once you wrote such a shtar, then that shtar, this is not the brayta, this is now being said by in the name of Ravuna, right? If he said, take this piece of property, when he's kena that property, the shtar, which could be in Timbuktu, becomes his, even though it was never given to him. So in other words, you could be kena the metatlim, in this case, the shtar itself with the sada. So I don't need to hand you the shtar, I gave you the shtar already, by the act of kinyan asada. Bechol makom shehu. So that means it does not have to be tzover on the sada. Sada is in one place, the shtar is in another place. Here you go. Clear raya, absolute raya, that kinyan agav, shema amina, lo bein and tzvurim ba. You see that you do not need for the item that you're being kinyan with the agav to be in the field. No, this is a unique case. Because the shtar itself is not something that is unrelated to the sada. Shine shtar, the afsira, the arahu. The shtar is like the bridle of the karka. It's like you're holding the horse. What do you mean? You're going to bring a raya from the shtar, where the shtar is the very thing that is giving you the raya to the karka. So you're saying, since I could be kena shtar, which is of the karka that I'm being kena, therefore, I could be kena microwave oven. Well, that doesn't follow. The shtar relates to that. I mean, over there, I see it as much more reasonable. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Because v'alok katoni, on that case, where it says, b'chol makom shehu, it says in the Braita, zohi sheshanino, and that is the perfect example of the case that we learned in our Mishnah. Nechasim she'en lehem achrayut, nikdimim nechasim she'yesh lehem achrayut, bekesev v'shtar v'chazakah. How can you use this case as an example if you're telling me it's a unique case? That it's dafka over here because the shtar is afsira diara. We universalize this case. We say, and this is the perfect model for kinyan agav. So if this is the model, it means that all kinyan agav does not require tzvurim ba, right? The Shema Amina, lo be'in et tzvurim ba, period. Shema Amina, that's it. There's nothing further to discuss. It's a clear right. So this, Baruch Hashem, we've settled. Okay. Now, Ibailu, another question is, mi be'inan agav olo, do we need that he has to say, kini karka ze, ukni metatulim bekinyin agav, or agaba? So do you have to say the word agav, or the very fact that you told him, I'm giving you this karka, and metatulim means that it's understood that it's an agav? Tashma? Look at all the above cases. Niktani kol hani, we had all those cases of the guy that was traveling, and the guy from Madon, and he needed to transfer. They didn't say one word over there about agav. They gave him an etzah, the only thing you can do is you can do it with karka. They didn't say you have to say agav or anything. So how come it never mentions it? It must be that it's not essential. No, come on, man, for the time here. Kini, mikatani. Everybody is made of that certainly when you're doing a kinyan, you have to, the seller has to say kni, or the giver has to say bikain. Otherwise, how do we know the smichas das? Maybe it's just a statement of intent, and it didn't say kni over there. So obviously the price is not interested in giving you the details. It's only interested in telling you the chiddush that it's addressing, which is kinyan agav. But obviously you have to say kni, so maybe obviously you have to say agav. I mean, that doesn't prove anything. So kni miktani. Obviously, we understand Ella Adom Akni. Of course, you have to say Kni. So maybe Achinami Adom Agav. So don't bring the riot from the fact that a brighter that isn't coming to address the mode It doesn't mention? Of course it doesn't mention. What do you expect the Tanna to go through every little detail that he's not interested in discussing? The Hilchot HaLacha is that Tzvurim lo v'inan, as we brought Araya, you don't need Tzavur ba, but Agav you need, just like you say Kni. So Agav u'Kni v'inan, you do need to define the nature of the Kinyan up front if you're the one who wants that person to be Zeicha through Agav. Iboilo. Another question is like this. Sode b'mecher matapim matanamah. Does agav work because it's the same act? Or let's say I'm doing two completely different things. I'm selling the guy a field, and I want to give him a gift of my microwave oven. So over there is two separate transactions that are of a different type. One is a sale and one is a gift. Can I use kinyan agav there too? Tashma, what do you mean? Bring your clear eye about that. The case of Rabbi Gamliel on the boat. He said, the miser I'm giving is a gift to Yoshua. And the karka I'm giving as a sale, because he's renting it to him, muskarlo. Nu, shma minos, you see, on the one hand you're doing a sale of the karka, rental is a sale for time, and the miser is a gift, so obviously you can gift and sell simultaneously using kinyanaga. Okay, how about this? How about you're giving the sada for one individual, and you're giving the metaltalin to another individual? So you want this person that's buying the sada, you're saying, listen, be kind of the sada, and while you're at it, be zeichen the metatalim for Shimon. You can tell the person to be zeichen for somebody else, right? So does it have to be dafka, the same individual, or you can actually use kinyan agav as a separate schus for a different individual, mahu? Says, well, what do you mean, mahu? I can bring you the same riot from Rabbi Gamliel on the boat. He said over there that I want Rabbi Akiva to be zeichen for the aniyim by his rental of the property. No? So that means that Rabbi Akiva is going to be Zeicha for others, while he himself is the one that's buying the property. There's your riot. Yisr Shani Atid Lamud Natun L'Akiva Ben Yosef Kedei She'yizkebo La'anim U'mekomo Muskar Lo. No, that's not a riot. I mean, maybe the meaning of over there is that when it says Muskar, doesn't mean Muskar in the sense of as a separate thing. Maybe over there means my muskarlo. It means it's muskarlo maaser. I don't mean I'm renting it to him personally. I mean, we're renting it for the meiser. For Rebbe's giving the meiser. Maybe that's what it means. Well, you know what? It could be even without that. Iboisem, it could be Rabbi Akiva is not considered to be being zeicha for somebody else. Because since he's the gabai, and he's in charge, he's like the yad of the aniyim. A gabai is not some a person who takes and gives. He acts in locum the ani. So his act of acquisition is the acquisition of the ani directly. It's not two steps. So from there, we don't have a riot. Omar Rava, Loshano Loshanatan Dmei Kulam, you should know that this Kinyan of Agav, you want to give the guy now the right to be Kena, your Metatalim, that's only if he paid for them. But let's say he paid for only some of the Metatalim, so he would only be Kena Kenegan Mo'otav, because again, there's no Smichas Das to transfer something on Metatalim that you're not going to be able to, real estate, Mela, I mean, go with Bitavia, Metatalim disappear. The guy's going to claim he's Zeich on your Metatalim. And then never pay you for it. So over there, we don't consider it a big speaker's das. Tanya kavasa de Rava, and we see that Rava is right by saying that you can't assume that there's a kinyan before there's payment on metaltalim, where you're not actually doing a mashicha. From the following bright, yotzekech hakesem mikech hashtar vekech hashtar mikech hakesem. Interesting bright. There are advantages to kesef that shtar doesn't have, and there's advantages to shtar that kesef doesn't have. There's advantages to kesef, shakesef podim ha'ekdesh, to ma'aser sheni, as we saw earlier in the Masechta. Only kesef has the power of pidyon. Kesef is shava kesef. But you can't give a shtar to be paid. It says, v'natan ha'kesef v'kamlo, says by Kodesh. By ma'aser it says, v'tzarta ha'kesef b'yadecha. So that it cannot be a shtar. So ma'asen came a shtar. On the other hand, yafekech ha'shtar, obviously, the shtar is very powerful, more than kesef, because the shtar can be used as a get. It's motzi, v'bat Yisrael. Mashen came the kesef. Now, yafekech shneem, mikeach hazok, v'keach hazok, mikeach shneem. There's advantages to shtar and kesef over and above chazaka, as a kinyan, and advantages to chazaka over above shtar or kesef. What is that? Yafekech shneem. Kesef and shtar are more powerful than chazaka. Because Shneim Konim Be'Eved Ivrim, Hashem Ken Bechazok, as we saw earlier, we have no Mekar for being Kainan Eved Ivrim Bechazok. He can't be Kainan Bechazok. He doesn't have a din of Karko. Yotheke Chazoka, Hashem Ken Chazoka is more powerful in a sense. Because a Chazoka, and here's the place where we have a Raya to Rava. Because a Chazoka, if you're Macharlo Eser Sadot, Be'Eser Medinot, Kivan Shechzik Be'achat Me'em Kadam Kulam. Let's say, you make a sale of 10 different pieces of property in 10 different countries. This person, by going ahead and making a chazaka on one of them, which is local, is b'meila kena all of them. It's all considered to be one transaction. B'meh devar mamur, of course, that's only if he was paid. Shnatano d'me kulam, it's only if he was paid. Avalo natano d'me kulam, lo kana ela keneged mo'otav, then he was only kena. The amount that he had paid for. So here we see that where you have two separate items that are disconnected, and we have two separate sadeis. In the case that Rava was talking about, he's talking about metaltali, but they were two separate issues. One is a sadeh that's not attached to the metaltali in any way. You don't need that it should be agav. So here you see that it'd be shleim if I was being kain a large piece of property. So then, as we said earlier, even if you didn't pay for it, it doesn't matter. The guy's telling you to be mazik, mazik will sue you for the money later. But if it's not connected, then if there's no real kinyan on that piece, you're not kaina through a kinyan on something else. The same thing should be true with kinyan agav. You've been kaina a sada, but if you didn't pay, you can't be kaina through the kinyan of the sada, you can't be kaina of the metaltalin. This is a raya to Rava. And by the way, it's also Mishnah Shmuel. It proves Shmuel's contention, because that's exactly what Shmuel had said on his own without even realizing there was a brayta. The Omer Shmuel. Malchalo eser sadot bi eser medinot, kivan shechzik b'achat miyam kanat kulam. A person who was kaina 10 separate fields, if he was kaina one, he's kaina all of them. And you're the brightest saying that. That's absolutely correct. Omar of Acha, Bereda Ravika, Teda, you know, I mean, truth is, that's obvious, isn't it? I mean, Ilu Masalo Eser Beimot Baf Sarachah. Let's say you had 10 animals that were all being led along a line connected to each other, and you hand the guy over B'Mesira, you hand him over the reins. So wouldn't he be kind of the whole line of animals? So it's the same thing over here, no? I mean, you're giving him 10 fields. I mean, 10 fields, what are you going to say? They're all on the same planet. So they're basically connected with the reins. I mean, over there, the animals are connected with a little string. Over here, the fields are all connected with the body of the earth, right? Well, it's a stretch. Someone's going to attack the stretch. So over there, if he said, Kani, I mean, Milo, Kani, wouldn't it be Kaina? Omrule, so they said to him, what do you mean? I mean, that's not comparable. Be dummy, ought to be good, be yada. Over there, the thing that connects them, he's holding in his hand. Okay, any good be yada. Over here, I mean, there's no, they're completely separate fields. I mean, in what sense is he holding all of those fields? As a matter of fact, Ikani Amri, there are others who have a completely backwards report of what Rav Acha Bereda Ravika said. Omer Rav Acha Bereda Ravika teda dolokani. That's ridiculous, he said about Shmuel. How could you be kaina with kaina a field in a different country? If a guy would give you 10 behemoths, and you, they're all b'avsarach, and he hands you over the avsar, and you send, the guy says to you, zukni, go be kaina this animal. So mikani, would you be kaina the other animals if he said zukni? He only said zukni, right? So over here, if he's telling you, go ahead and be kaina, since you're not in any way, I mean, you don't see the other fields as being part of this kinyan, so why would you be kaina then? Says the one, what's the kinyan? Well, it's not comparison. Midami, hatam gufi mechulakim. Here's the exact opposite. Over there, the animals, each one stands independently. Aye, there's a string that attaches them. What does a string have to do with an animal? Exactly. But the earth is one planet. I mean, what do you get? What does the earth have to do with the earth? I mean, what are you saying? It's one planet. This piece over here is yours. This piece over here is yours. But it's all one planet that you're giving. And it's just it's as if you're selling him a group of islands. You know? And it's a group of islands under the water. It's all connected, right? So you say you're going to take this island, but you weren't taking the other island. I say, what do you mean, Greg? There's a little water in between. It's all one piece of ground. But that's true about the whole planet. It's all one piece of ground. So, Mela, if you're Kaina one, you can be Kaina all of them. Mashen Kaina over here. There's nothing innate about the animal, but yet there's a string. Big deal. There's nothing innate about the animal that makes it connected to any other animal. Here it's Mamash, a mirror image of the first sunya, right? Okay, so now we finished the din of Kinyan Aga, which was the part of Nechasim She'en Lehem Achrayut, can be nicknamed with Nechasim She'esh Lehem Achrayut, because Mishtar B'Chazaka. The next piece we had with the Mishnah was an interesting reversal, right? In that by Karkaot, even though there's no din of Shvua, Einish Bo'en Ala Karkaot, so in the case of Meida B'Mikzas, no Shvua. But if part of the Tviyah was on Metaltalim, and on Metaltalim there is a din of Shvua, then you could be Megalgal, this is called Gilgal Shvua. Zeikikin means through Gilgal Shvua. Once there's a Shvua on the Metaltalim, now you can make the guy swear on the Karkaot as well. It's an agav. It's like an agav. It's a shkuas agav. All right. So there's a tviya over here that involves both karka and metatlim. So then you can make him swear. Ask the Gemara. How do we know that? Omar Ula. Minayin legilgul shvu amin haTorah. Where do we see that midiraisa? You can make somebody swear where he normally wouldn't be mechuyav to swear on its own, but since he's making another shvua, so now you can make him swear on something else as well. Very simple, says Ula. Shneemar v'amra isha amen v'amen amen. So there, the din is that midiraita, this sota has to now be mekabel the Allah that the Kohen tells her what's going to happen to her. It's a curse and a shvua that she never slept with this guy. And she says amen twice. So why did she say the second amen? It's not. Oh, my omerit amen amen. She's saying amen ala Allah, amen ala shvua. That Tosfos says it's actually all learned from one amen. Because, I mean, the amen means on everything above. The Kohen said the Allah, the Kohen said the Shvua. That's all included in the amen. Amen mi izeh, amen mi ishacher is also included, because he said, mi balateiv sheikh. You swear you didn't sleep with anybody other than your husband, so help you God. Right? Yeah, okay, so that's all one amen, right? Amen, now here is a chiddush. Amen shalos satiti arusa nesua shmeret yavam uknusa. Also, I swear that I didn't sleep with another guy as an arusa, or as a nesua, or when I was a kuka layibum, or after a yava that been konis me. Okay, now, maybe that's what it means. I mean, there's two possible explanations of this. This could be, maybe it means that she is an arusa currently. And the pasuk is coming to say that the amen is being marba, that a woman who is an arusa also has to be nishbat as a sota. She's also included in the dinim of sight. Or a shomeret yavam is also included in the dinim of sight. So maybe that's what it means. Could it mean, say, arusa hechidah? What does it mean? Does it mean, he was mekaner and said, don't be alone with such and such a guy, while she was only betrothed to him. They hadn't gone to the chuppah yet. And then he's going to give her now the mei sota, and she has to swear while she's an arusa. There's no such thing, gentlemen. Sorry. Because that's not. Arusa v'shomeret yavam. Lo shotot. There's no din of them being able to be shota at all. And if, in fact, they become asura, then they just regard themselves to lo not lo ktuvah. They do not have an option to becoming a sota. And to going out and going through the mei sota. My time. It says beferish, tachat isheich, amarachmad avaleka. In these cases, no tachat isheich. She wasn't yet married. So that can't be the explanation. Ela, so what is the explanation? The konila kishi arusa, v'nistra kishi arusa. Is it talking about that actually he had said to her while she was an arusa, don't be alone with this guy. And she went in and she was alone with this guy. But of course, he still cannot be able to be mashka her. Instead, he's mashka her when she's in the sua. He was mashka her later. No. No good. Because the mayim won't work in those circumstances. Because since she already became asura to him, once she was nisteret, he can't be kona her. Because she's asura to him. So you'll say, okay, so he didn't care about the isur. But then, the water doesn't work, because the water will only work if the man is nikah miavon, the nikah ish miavon. But since over here he wasn't nikah miavon, so he can't be mashka. So that can't be the case either. Mibat kilomaya v'nikah ish miavon amarachmana. Only v'zman sha ish minukah miavon, then mayim botkin metishto. Eina ish minukah miavon, eina mayim botkin metishto. Ela, I'll tell you what it means. It means exactly what I said before. She is a regular nesua. Okay? He was Makaner as a Nisua. Now he's saying, but you know what? I don't trust you anymore. After I see the way you've been carrying on with this guy, how do I know that while we were betrothed, you weren't carrying on with people? I want you to swear about that also. She could say, now, wait a minute over here. I mean, all of a sudden you have a right to tell me I just said this is none of your darn business. If you would have come over to me, Stam, and you would have said, swear to me that you never slept with anybody, I would have said, drop dead. So why now can I say, I'm mechuyev to say that if you suspect me of sleeping with the guys in Arusa, I have to swear. Mikan le Gilgul, so Elayah de Gilgul. So the only explanation is since the Torah was mechayev her to swear now because of the actual kinui that took place and the stira that took place as a nesuha, we're adding that if he's suspicious about her Arusa, she has to swear about that too. So you see that the Torah is mechayev you to swear, even in a case where you would never normally have had to respond. I don't have to respond to you. What do you mean you suspect me I should swear? But since anyway I'm swearing I give you mechayev you ayadei Gilgul. So if that's the case, this becomes now a makor for the concept of Gilgul Shvuah. Now, just a little aside, because I'm afraid you're going to remember the sugya that we had earlier about the Saita and Yavamah. Because, I mean, the Gemara really hasn't exhausted the options over here when it said, Ella, the only case I'll get, they do. Because it could be talking about that maybe he actually waited, didn't sleep with her, took her to the chuppah, was careful not to be over, he was Nika, Aish Miavon. Right? And then he could indeed have been Mashka her, no? Even though he gave her the kin, maybe that's the Chiddush, he gave her a kinui. And she was nisteret as an arusa, and he doesn't sleep with her. So then he can be mashka her later for what happened as an arusa. So there, if you recall, the Gemara answered that question by saying that the lashon of tachat ishech means your husband has to first have slept with you before somebody else did. Otherwise, it can't be called tachat ishech. So in that case, since he never had slept with her, so anyway, the mayim wouldn't have kayach be mashka. There's a number of other issues that Tosfos talks about. Because maybe the case was that he had slept with her. He slept with her when they were engaged. But there's no iser in sleeping when you're engaged. So then it would be v'nika ish mi'avah. And it would also be tachat ishech. So that's a problem. Then there's another problem. Maybe he didn't know. Because maybe it turns out now that she had been nisteret, but he didn't know about it, so he did take her. And then he finds out about it later, so I was to be bashker. So lechor, that would also be nikam yabah. Anyway, these are the cases that Tosfos discusses. Just don't think that you're crazy when you come up with the problem in your mind. There's serious problems that need to be addressed.
One of the main things to say is that there's grounds for that.
Yeah, you know.
But he's only basing the grounds on the fact that she's being nisteret now. Not
that's Gilgul.
Right, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the Gilgul part, but these would have avoided the Gilgul. The cases I just brought you, you never reach the case of Gilgul.
But what's he suspecting of?
Not suspecting. I warned her not to be alone with the guy while we were engaged. Yeah. While we were betrothed.
Oh, and he finds out only a year later.
And he finds out a year later.
The first guy's from before, isn't it?
I don't think it's good to go into the details. Again, it's like a side point. But I didn't want you to be confused because these are things that are going to hit you. Why can't we say this? Why can't we say that? Okay. Those are discusses why we can't say it. All right. In any event, you see here, Gilgul says, no, you don't see your Gilgul. Ashkan Saita, the Isura. You can't run out Mammon from Isser. Mamayna Minola. The fact that there's such a thing as a Gilgul by Isurim, okay, but when Mamayna Minisura Loyalfina. How do you know? I mean, that doesn't teach me that I can go ahead now and I can get somebody to swear on Mammonis that otherwise it wouldn't be Mukhlif to swear on. What's the raya from over here? Right?
Okay. Well, assuming that Mammon's less chamer.
No, before we can't. You can't learn that. It's completely different halachas. I mean, like there's a din of a motzi mechaver, all of a raya. Maybe there's halacha. You can't be mashbiyah him either. The Torah didn't say to be mashbiyah in this case. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. That actually is a kal v'chaymer. If a sayta shalom nitnali tava be'ed echad megalgalin. In this case, Momen is clearly kal. Because if I cannot be, when it comes to a seita, I can't go and be tevea the seita to do a shvua on the basis of an eid echad. You need to have two eidim that saw that she was nisteret. And over there, nonetheless, the Torah allows me to utilize Gilgul shvua, even though it expects me to have very strong rias to what I'm saying. Right? So, Kol Shekein Momen, where the Torah gave us a special halacha that if I only have an eid echad, even though I can't collect the money that he owes me based on eid echad, but I can force him to swear shu'a d'oraisa based on eid echad. Right? There's two cases where I can force a guy to swear d'oraisa. One is where I have one witness that says he owes me money. He says, one witness doesn't prove anything. So I can say, you're right, it doesn't prove anything, but it's v'chayv you a shu'a in court shu'a d'oraisa. The other case is where it might have been mixed up. The guy admitted part of it. So if the Torah allows me to force a guy to take a shvuah on the basis of only one witness, so Koshkin, in that case, it's going to be make it easier for me to make a shvuah, right? So if it allows me to make a Gilgal shvuah, even by Seder, where I need to have two witnesses, Koshkin, by moment is where I don't even need two witnesses to force a guy to take a major shvuah. So over there, Koshkin, I should have a Gilgal shvuah. En adin shemegalgali. So there, I do know now the din of Gilgal shvuah. Ashkeham bevadai, Suffolk minola. How do I know that you could be megalgal a shvuah even without a tanat bari? In other words, let's say I have a partner. And I say to this partner, you know, I don't really trust you overall. You know, now we're breaking up. Yeah? So over all the years, I have a feeling you've been embezzling money. And you have a feeling. I don't have to respond to your feelings. So how do I know that if that guy is mechuyav shvuah, that I can make him swear even on a time that I have a feeling about? So you'll say, well, what do you mean? I mean, Saita is like that. Saita is saying, I have a feeling you slept with the guy, you're already alone with the guy. So it's the same Kal Vachomer from Saita.
So it's not the same. So that you have the witness that she's not.
Yeah, but she's not swearing on that. She's swearing about the whole thing. The Gilgal is a suffix. And even the whole case of the Seita is a suffix. Mm-hmm. Says Rashi, that's the whole point. By Seita, the whole Shvuah is a suffix from beginning to end. So the Gilgal follows the Iker Din of Seita. The Iker Din of Seita is the Torah was Bechadish, a tremendous Kiddush. That in order to allay the suspicions of a husband, we create the Din of Seita to make her make a Shvuah that she didn't sleep with anybody, right? But that's like a Meridik a Kiddush. So once I have that Kiddush, you say I could be Megalgal, a Suffolk, I'm worried maybe you also already slept with a guy when we were betrothed. Right? So I say, yeah, because over there, the same way that the Torah says that I have to take a Shvuah as a woman to allay your fears about my affairs, so maybe I also have to take a Shvuah to allay your fears about something else that happened while I was in Arusa. But by Momenus, we never saw that a suffix is usable. The din of an eid echad is where the Tavea is saying, I know you owe me money, and here's my witness. So now you're going to say, and you know what? I suspect you. If you want to tell me, you can be Megalgal, because you know I embezzled Mamela, and you don't have a witness over there. I agree, okay. Since you have a witness on some of it, so I'll force you to swear on the rest of it. But over here, you don't have anything. You have a suspicion. Why should I say you can make a shvuah on a suspicion? Tani Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer, I'll tell you how we know. Ne'emra shvuah b'chutz. Look, the dinim of shvuah are said in Besnim. Ve'ne'emra shvuah b'fnim. There's one shvuah that is said in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma shvuah omra b'fnim. So just like the shvuah that said in the Beit HaMikdash, the Torah insists on giving a din of suffix, just like the vadai, av shvuah omra b'chutz, asaba suffix vadai. So some learn this is a gzereshava, the lotion of shvuah. So that's a gzereshakasa. The Torah calls this a shvuah by the Isha, and it calls the din of the shvuah of a shvuah the Arisa for Mamanah. So just like this, the suffix. So to here, it could be on a suffix.
You said before there's not a vada.
Should we? Get to the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So as the Gemara, Heichan, how far is it Gilgal Shvuah? Now you're telling me I can even do it as a suffix. I mean, so on what type of things now can I make a guy swear about? Is it only mominous? Or I can say once already I have a right to make you swear on something, I can make you swear on the most outrageous things. Omer of Yudom Arav, yeah. You know how far it goes? The Omer li shavali she'in avdiyata. Swear that you're not my Evet Kanani. So if you owe him a shvuah because of Mominus, let's say, and I say, yeah, you know what, I think you're my Evet. Says, well, it's ridiculous. But Aushamut Mishamti, you know, like, the halach is if somebody says to another guy, I think you're my Evet Kanani.
He's an Evet.
So dinner's over there, the Tanya Korela Kavero Evet Yebin Nidui. What do you mean we make him swear? We make this guy be a nidui. Mida connected Mida. He's calling this guy Oror Shem, Oror Knan. I mean, right? And he's calling him an Eved, a Knani. So put him into an Oror. Give him an Idui. A chutzpah. Calling a Jew an Eved. What kind of business is that? We're going to make him swear enough. Just the opposite. If he calls somebody a Mamzer, so Feget Arbaim, we give him Makas Mardus. If he calls somebody a Rosha, Besdin doesn't interfere. But we relinquish all of the normal dinim that we protect people's parnosi. You're not allowed to open another butcher shop on the same street. But if, let me tell you something, if he calls you a Russia, go open up a store next door. You're ready, Malachayav. You can go in there and go after the guy. How could that be the case? Hello, I'm Arav. I'll tell you what the case is. Well, it's not so insulting. Where he says to him, swear that you weren't sold to me as an Eved Ibrahim. Says, you understand. What do you mean? That's not a guilt. That's a regular moment. Why is that different than any other moment? To swear you're not my Eved Ibrahim, in other words, what you're saying is that I have a lien on you to work for me for another year, whatever the case was, yeah. So why is that different than anything else? There's nothing outrageous about that. I asked you, Ad Eichan, how far could you extend Gugel Shvur? And you tell me, even if you say I owe you $5, then. What do you mean? That's not Ad Eichan. That's where it starts. That's a, what do you mean? That's just a normal, simple taina. He's claiming that mamona it lagabe. He's claiming that he owes you money. In this case, work. No, same thing. No, you forgot. This is Rava. Rava l'shitato. Remember, Rava said before, because of the dinim of writing out a shtar, freeing the Eved Ivri, the Omar Rava Eved Ivri gufo konui. So there ain't a chinami. It's not mamona that you would swear on. What do you mean? But that's karka, no? So then that, I know karka. But that's, we said that. We said in the Mishnah that you're megadu in the chasim shesh lemachrayut with the chasim shen lemachrayut. So now you're saying, gufo koni, that means he has a din of karka. That's the same thing as an Eved Kanani. So then it's not even a chiddush. Says the Gemara, no, I would have thought it's different. Because ma the tema karka hu, de avide inche de mezavne betzina. So im ita de zavin, let le kala. The reason I would have thought, if I just had the Mishnah, I would have said, the reason you can be Magalgal Shrua is because people will very often conduct sales of properties and they don't want people to know about it, as we said earlier. Because the word gets out that they're selling off, people, now people know that they need money, they try to sell something else, they're going to say, okay, wait till he gets in more trouble, we'll give him a cheaper price, we'll take advantage of him. He's desperate. The banks won't give him credit. I mean, we know how serious that is. So people will oftentimes be very careful not to sell openly. So therefore, the fact that nobody ever heard about this sale doesn't raise our suspicions that the guy's a phony and will be Magalgal Shvua. Masha'enkin over here, hi, he needed the Zavin. I mean, this is a wild case, no? Guy is an Eved Ivri. I mean, if that was really the case, call it Eitle. People would have heard about it, and we would have said to the guy, look, come off it, man, you're trying a Gilgal Shvua on a thing that everybody would have known about. We're not even going to allow you to be Magalgal Shvua. Even on a case like this. And in a chinami, now that we say it, it's indeed included in the case of the Mishnah. That nechasiv she'en lemachrayut and so on. Our zaykikin nechasiv she'en lemachrayut. But you certainly need the chiddush that it's ad heichan. This is ad heichan.